Ladder just after we had got the goats up at the bottom somewhere at Sale, I think. We couldn't imagine, got out to sea and there's those goats up there. Oh, they're having a time up on top of that house.
What kind of roof did you have?
Just a board roof.
Board roof, huh? You really hear it then.
If it'd have been a tin roof, it would have been a racket.
We heard a racket in the living room one day, or in the family room, you might call it. Didn't know what in the world, and goat had got up, come in the house and got up on the dresser and knocked off a jar of flowers we'd put up there. And there's a button trying to butt itself in the mirror.
There, I said. You're really gonna fight yourself.
I don't know.
To come in the room and find one of them coiled up in the middle of the bed asleep.
They really were pets almost, huh?
They
I don't know why you know anything about goats or not, but them they ain't got plenty of sense.
Yes, I've always heard that they...
They're sensible. And
they're supposed to be very intelligent.
They are.
And kind of independent,
that's
I guess.
So that's right.
My sister played with them. She's 9 years younger than I am. She played with those goats. She'd get out and run. Goats would run too. She'd come in on the porch and lean up against the wall. They'd come in and lean up against the wall. She'd sit down, they'd lay down. It's time to do what she does.
About cattle, did you grow much cattle then?
People back way back yonder, and when I was just a boy, about all the cattle they had was just enough to keep them, give them milk. There's some people had a few more than others, but most of them just had enough just to furnish what milk they'd want. And they'd always kill a yearling for beef every year. But then later on they got to raising more and more, and now they raise them by the carloads.
Yeah,
they've
got them all over now. What did you call a male when you were a boy?
What, the cow?
Yes.
The bull. Male,
the bull.
Yeah.
If a cow is going to have a calf, you'd say she's what? What was the common expression?
Well, I wouldn't hardly know how to say that. I'm expecting that to come in pretty soon or something like that.
Mm-hmm. She's going to drop a calf or something like that.
So maybe something like that.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting is that you hear different things from different people. From one county to another.
It's a big difference.
I'd like to ask you about... dogs. I guess you've got some good friends here. What do you call a dog that is a mixture of all different kinds of dogs?
Cur.
A cur. And how about this...
Mutt.
Mr. Mutt. How about this little dog that makes a lot of noise and runs around real fast?
Oh, we don't know nothing about
dogs.
Common dogs.
Did you ever hear, this is a very common dog, some people call them feist?
Oh yeah, yeah.
We used to have feist.
We had them for squirrel dogs. Feist is a good squirrel dog.
Mm-hmm.